waiting for my wife and friend to show up here. They're over on the other side somewhere coming around.
Okay. And who are you?
I'm a nobody. I'm just here to support people. I'm a retired manager from a company, so.
It says Korean War veteran.
Yes.
On your hat.
Yeah, I'm a member of the Veterans for Peace.
You see this attack on public employees in Wisconsin as a part of a larger agenda?
It's, I having come from a Republican family and having a Republican background, this is a tragedy that I just can't, this cannot be justified. It's the attack. It's changing things so that it is all one-sided. And that's, there are too many, the working class, and I suppose, as a manager, you're in the working class in a sense.
You are.
And so.
But they'd like to make you think you're not.
They'll, well.
Eisenhower was a Republican.
Yes, and he is the last president I voted for. Yes, I couldn't vote for, I voted for Adlai Stevenson because I thought he was, I liked him. I thought he was an important, he would have been a great contributor to the country. And I voted for Carter. I couldn't vote for Nixon. I couldn't vote for Reagan. I was absolutely, when I learned about what this man was thinking of, I just said, that's it. I even though my wife is a Democrat and she's a union representative as the teachers union. I don't agree with the Democrat stand as it is in general.
Over social issues? Or?
Yeah, some social issues. I feel that there are things that they do, and I was very much involved with the parties. I did work for parties when I was in business. And among them were the Democrat Party as well as the Republican Party.
It's the Democratic Party. Even if Rush Limbaugh would like us to say Democrat, they may not be Democratic.
I think it's Democratic now more than anything else.
What they did to Ralph Nader, they spent $30 million to keep him off the ballot.
Oh, yeah.
So he had no chance to win, but then you had no chance to hear his ideas.
No, this is, we've had a two-party system, which... We should have more, but it's now trying to become a one-party system, and that I won't tolerate that. I have my ancestors. I have 8 great-grandfathers that fought in the American Revolution. I have 2 that fought in the War of 1812. My grandfathers, all the way up to my father, have fought in every war. Now my grandson has been wounded twice in Iraq. We've paid our dues. My family, we've paid our dues to this country.
Think there might have been a better way to pay dues? Maybe fewer wars?
Fewer wars. That's why I'm part of this group.
You're paying your dues by being out here right now.
Yeah. This is important. People like Scott Walker, I don't know him personally, but from what I've seen and heard him say about what he's going to do, he has to be stopped. It's that simple. This is not a complicated issue. I'm finding there are no neither brain surgeons nor rocket scientists in that party now.
Right.
They're all duds.
Well, but he's not a heavy thinker.
No.
He's speaking on behalf of the Koch brothers and the people who are like them, the Olin family, the DuPont family, the Rockefellers, whoever pays the bill for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the corporations, General Electric, the investor class that owns 1% of this society and believes that they should have the sole voice. It's democracy for the few is what they're talking about.
It's not a democracy. Not what they anticipate, what they envision.
Right.
It's not even oligarchy.
It's fascism.
It's Mussolini coined the word, and that's what we're seeing.
Right.
Fascism.
Right.
And my father fought against that. He fought against the Germans in World War I. My brother and sister fought against them in World War II. Fascism's. We're seeing it just keeps popping its ugly head up.
Because it's a part of the economic system.
Yeah.
When the system fails and can't deal with the inconsistencies, the contradictions in what they claim, how it works, it resorts to fascism to keep the profits up.
Well, there's one thing that I had a good, when I was in business, and I've been retired several years.
What sort of business?
Publishing.
Okay.
And, but... We always had, you know, we had plenty of, we supported a lot of businesses, a lot of American businesses, manufacturers. This now, all of these corporations are doing everything only for the profit motive.
Right. That wasn't always the case.
No. Years ago, I did a job, a sign. I did a lot of consulting jobs before I did retire. And I did a consulting job for one of the major stock brokerage firms. And in that whole process, the one thing that I probably learned a lot more than I taught and worked with them. But I did learn that the principle of our market, Wall Street markets, etc., was to invest in corporations in this United States to make money. Profit motive was important, but it was here. And it was not cutting coupons and playing with paper. It was corporations. It was business. It was people.
Produce a product, sell it.
It was important.
Take your profit and reinvest it or distribute it.
And so now it has nothing to do with that. It is nothing more than just give me more money. I just want more money.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
It is the most ridiculous, the most evil thing that I've ever seen. I can't tolerate it. I won't stand for it. That's why I'm here.
How old are you, sir?
76.
Okay.
I won't put up with this. Not at all.
Envision yourself coming back here? Are you a resident?
I have been here since day one, and I'm here every day, and I will be here every day. You know, I support these people. I support. They're the people that make this country. They make it work, and God help us if we don't give them an opportunity to work.
How do you feel about the way Fox News and CNN have been characterizing the people here who have been raising their voice as citizens in protest?
Well, let's put it two ways. One is Fox News. I don't listen to it. I wouldn't listen to it, primarily because I know it does not tell the truth. The other part of this is that this morning, our local CBS affiliate, who endorsed this man in the original election, are now showing buyer's remorse. As of this morning, I heard the Neil Heinen on CBS, local CBS local, describing he provided a litany of devastation that this budget proposal is going
up
to do.
The content of this so-called.
Yes, he now, yeah. And people are now that had voted for him are now looking at it, such as this affiliate, and they've identified it as a litany of devastation, which it is, and they now are wondering, is he really going to provide 250,000 jobs, or is his real intention to eliminate 250,000 jobs? This sort of says it all. Now, Fox is like a gnat. Fox has no importance. It is not news. Fox is the kids have said it right. And I remember in Korea what the propaganda things are. The drums, the horns, you know.
The anti-war people.
But I'm in Korea. That's what, you know, the Korean government. That's all it was, the same thing like Fox News.
Okay.
That was during the Korean War. And so, you know, I mean, that's the way it goes.
It's good to be alive, to be human, and to be engaged in things that really count instead of buying a new car or worrying about where you're going to spend your vacation.
Yeah. Well, I always...
Did you lose many friends in Korea?
Well, when I went in, it was during the buddy system. And my buddy that I went in with, we were assigned to do different outfits, and he was killed. And you know, you never know. Yeah, I always think I became very, very ill. And so they, instead of sending me into any front lines, they sent me into a special unit. And when they weren't sure I was going to recover. I did survive it. And it was...
Did you ever find out what it was?
At that time, and I don't know what, they called it double pneumonia. And I mean, I was delirious when they brought me in. I mean, I didn't even know where the hell I was. But I survived it. And after that, then they sent me to a different unit. And from then on, I was in a special unit. And yeah, I was trained airborne infantry. And but I became an intelligence officer. So, you know, tell me, the Army never knows what it's going to do.
Well, we had a lot of intelligence advising us not to go into Iraq. That
we didn't have much good intelligence.
Well, we didn't have... Oh, help yourself.
I'm going to go with my friend. Thank you very much.
They didn't have good intentions at the top.
No, they faked it. We were honest to God. But that was during the Korean War and after, during the Cold War. We were honest. We really intended to try to...
That must be hurt most, really significantly, as a public, a person who believes in integrity.
Well,
and
I'll tell you one thing that we never did.
Conservative values.
We never took the CIA's word.
What about torture?
Oh, no. Not in Army intelligence units don't torture. And we refuse to torture.
And what do you think about what's going on now?
Bad stuff. Because it's generally run by the CIA, which I have no respect for.